looks like you've been cooking on the stove. That'll be a bond deduction.
It's a room of one's own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95BFM.
I think that one's my favourite. You've been cooking on the stove. What do you think you're up to?
Don't do that.
Hey, Celine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're well, thank you.
Good.
Oh, gosh, smashing the microphone. I'm so good. Thank you very much. Yeah, we're good. The BFM listeners have been sending us their sort of stressful flatting situations. So yep. Let's dive in.
Sounds good.
My shower is leaking into the... This is not me. This is the texter. My shower is leaking into the apartment building hallway. No one's fault. It's just an old building. It will be quite a big repair, though, and it will take at least a week. That's a week where I won't be able to use the shower in the apartment. I want to ask my property manager for a rent reduction. Do you think 50% is reasonable? Also, do you have any advice on the best way to approach this? My property manager asked me to shower as little as possible, and it has made me feel quite annoyed. Haha. Is this a weird request? What's the best advice you've got for this person?
Again, I don't know much in terms of precedence in terms of reducing rent. So there's definitely a discussion about if something like this happens, if there's repairs being done, there's definitely a precedent to get a reduction in rent. But they don't kind of give any numbers. So Tenancy Services, as usual, kind of has a page talking about how to talk to your landlord, but with no specifics. So it's kind of just like, expect the best and say, you know, be kind and they'll be kind. And then if no one's kind, you can go to mediation. So maybe I'm intrigued to think if to see if anyone else has heard similar things or had similar situations and what they have
Text us now, 5395. We'll keep it anonymous, as always, unless you really want to drag your property manager and then go for gold.
Because I am intrigued about a percentage, but I feel like also if it's a short time, I don't really think they can argue with 50%. If it's just a week, like it's such a small loss for them.
Yeah.
There's an argument to be made as well. Again, I have no expertise here, but there's an argument to be made that if you have no other way of cleaning yourself, you might have to stay somewhere else for a week.
Yeah, so absolutely. So you could even, people may have argued for completely not like missing 1 week of rent or something. So it's so tricky when you kind of don't have any ability to know and none of it's really on the record. It's all kind of informal.
Yeah.
So I would be interested to see what someone else has got away with, but I would say for such a short period of time, I would try and argue for that.
Yeah.
And see how they respond. Also, it does seem ridiculous.
Please don't shower.
No, my flatmate won't mind me mentioning that she had in a London COVID lockdown, had a shower, like, not repair, like a luxury shower installed, basically. Or they changed the bathroom during a COVID lockdown and she had to cycle to her sister's to shower for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
But I think
during a lockdown.
Yeah, during a lockdown.
Oh, no.
So these things definitely happen. But I would find out if anyone else has done stuff before. And I also, with such a short period of time where you'd be getting the discount, I don't think you're ever going to, like, irreparably affect your relationship with the property manager for such a request. So give it a try.
Sounds good. What else we got here, Zoe?
Okay, this person says, I got a draft stopper put on my back door for healthy home standards, but now only one of the locks works. It's an old door with one lock at the top and one lock at the bottom, but it's too thick now to reach the top lock. Is this worth bringing up, or should I just be happy they put in the draft stopper, which was months of faffing about?
Yeah, this really is grim, isn't it? This is the state of things. Do I want a door that locks properly, or do I want
to be warm?
That's sad.
I think, of course you should have a door that you can lock in two places if you need to and not have drafts come through, but it kind of depends on your effort level in terms of what you go about. I would look online for resources, because having appropriate locks is kind of like healthy homes. One of those things that's really important and it's like a security issue, so it needs to be immediate, like they need to deal with it quicker.
Yeah.
So you could use that and use the 14-day notice remedy to just make them do something about it.
Cool.
So I would definitely look into that, because there is a that's kind of a distinct thing to do with locking doors and windows.
It's
that you
one
can...
that's got not a grey area. We love to hear it.
Yeah, I think it's more specific.
It is good news. That kind of reminds me of, I don't know how many of my friends, we all know someone who's had one element on their oven break and the property manager be like, the other ones work, it's fine, carry on. Why is it so hard, honestly?
Well, you'll never need four. You're only young.
We've had a text in about the first one here. Based on the 50% use of the property, this is about the shower one, one third of the other two parts being kitchen, living and sleep, and loss of access to whatever portion of the house the bathroom is, that should get you 50% or close enough.
Fair. Love that.
That's that person's maths. That's good. Thank you very much for that. Okay, we've got one here from someone who says, hey, the builders next door work really long hours and all through the weekend, like late into the evening and early on Sunday morning, no. etc. I've tried knocking on the neighbour's door to ask them about it, but I haven't been able to get hold of anyone. Can I ask my landlord to reach out to them?
Yeah, I would say you can definitely do that, because you are paying rent to like have quiet enjoyment of the property, mm-hmm. and this is interfering with that. So it's although it's sometimes it could be their tenant as well, maybe, yep. And that would make that a lot easier, but it is their responsibility to provide that for you. So I would definitely get in contact if you're having trouble. They might have a good relationship with that neighbor, and they might be able to if you can't yourself kind of have a new arrangement or discuss that with the neighbor, the mm-hmm. landlord could definitely help. The other thing is that with you can check the local council is basically who provides the like regulation for what hours you can do kind of noisy construction work. So I would check them, and you can also always go through that route mm-hmm. of complaining through the council, and then that can be anonymous too. The only trouble is that's kind of like sending one of those noise officers that come to parties where you call when it's noisy and then they yeah. arrive and there's yeah. like no hammering going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that can also be something you want to do if you don't want to, if you don't have luck with the neighbour, it doesn't seem like they have a good relationship with your landlord.
What if your landlord says, it's not my problem, it's the neighbour's problem? Because I can imagine that being a situation that would happen.
Yeah, and they definitely could. Well, then I would go to the council and okay. I would use the council to try and enforce something anonymously, because I'm sure there's someone else on the street that's also been disrupted by it if that is kind of something going on. But I don't really know if the landlord's able to do that. Kind of as usual, potentially they are, but you would hope that they wouldn't. So I think you've got to hope for the best. And then at least the council has like really specific cool. guidelines on that, so you can go that route if you need to.
Good news. All right, what's our last one here, Zoe?
Okay, finally, this person says, hey, Celine, I'm thinking of moving out when my lease ends, but I know some of my flatmates want to stay on. How far in advance of the lease ending should we tell the landlord about that?
Okay, this one I think is interesting, because what we have now is we have a lot of changes where a fixed term is turning automatically into a periodic, so you're not kind of getting the same end fixed term, new fixed term as we used to. So it should just roll into a periodic after that with their names on it, and then it would be that person taking their name off it. So again, the thing is, are they just flatmates, or and does one person have their name on the lease as the tenant, mm-hmm. or do they all have their names on the lease? So it's, I think there's a few things at work there, but you wanna look more specifically online at those kind of time periods. If you want another fixed term lease, then you have to like send a message in writing to the landlord or they to you before 28 days basically. So there's a period of time where you have to be in contact to arrange that. Otherwise it's really just flowing into like a periodic.
So if your landlord, for example, is the one trying to reinstate a fixed term lease,
yeah.
and they don't get in touch with you within 28 days of your lease ending, does it become a periodic automatically, or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, so I need to be I'm never totally sure, so I would definitely look it up and don't take my word 100% for it, but I believe they have to contact you before the lease ends to give you kind of the new fixed term lease and for you to sign up with all of that.
Yeah.
But there are quite a lot of different dates involved, because also it's different if you signed a lease before the law changed or after. So it isn't that easy, but it will get easier as we go further along.
Okay, that is good to
I
know.
I think also if you have flatmates who are wanting to stay on, then what you're really doing is you're doing an assignment of a new tenant into your place. So they can't really deny that without good reason.
Mm-hmm.
So it's looking up for things like that if it is an ongoing lease. Otherwise, it's signing a new fixed term with new people on it. And then I guess that's really up to you in terms of how you contact the landlord and talk about those things, whether you think it's easiest to do at the time with a new fixed term, or whether it's something you have a relationship with them where you might want to note to them earlier that you're all really mainly keen to stay, but mm-hmm. one of you will be leaving.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
Good to know.
Confusing answer, but I would check all the stuff to do with the periodic leases because that's okay. Kind of the main concern.
Useful. All right. Thank you very much, Celine. And thanks to those of you who sent your texts in this morning and in the last week. We really appreciate it. As per usual, we'll stick a whole bunch of very useful resources, tenants protection stuff, Te Ara Tohu, and a whole bunch of other great resources for you in the podcast after the show. And we'll be back next week with Justine talking union stuff, so you can send those questions through as well.
A plague on both your investment houses. That was A Room of One's Own with Auckland renters advocate, Celine.